Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. It's the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And great to have you with us on this Wednesday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer back at the Orlando Magic Studios. Tonight, the Orlando Magic back home, kicking off a three-game homestand. They'll kick it off tonight against the Toronto Raptors, the best team in the Eastern Conference. We have coverage starting at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Myself and Brian Hill, also on the Magic Radio Network. You will hear Dennis Newman, Richie Adubato on the call. Their coverage starts at 6:30 as well. Coming up in a matter of seconds, we're going to talk to former Magic man Keon Dooling. We're going to pick his brain a little bit on what's going on in the NCAA, get some insight from, always very insightful, talking to Keon Dooling, and look forward to doing that here in just a second. Want to let you know that today is Pure Magic Wednesday, so that means you can stop by Tijuana Flats every Wednesday throughout the season. Wear your Magic gear into any Central Florida Tijuana Flats and receive a free taco and chips. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh. And without further ado, let's welcome in my buddy, Keon Dooling. He spent 13 seasons in the NBA from 2000 to 2014. So really 2013. Three right here in Orlando from 2005 to 2008. And you know what I love about Keon Dooling? I asked if he could do the show. Not only was he up for doing the show, but Keon, you called 5 minutes early. That has never happened in the history of any guests I've ever had.
Hey, Dante, thanks for that warm introduction, my friend, but you know they say the early bird gets the worm.
That's right. That's why you get it.
That's right. I'm a Florida boy, so I got to be on time.
You always have been, and that's still happening. Let everybody. It's always great to talk to you, first of all, and I look forward to having some good discussion, good dialogue about the NCAA and your viewpoint and what you think might and should happen. But sure. Let everybody know what you're up to right now, Keith.
Well, I mean, you know, so I am almost a bestseller author. I got a
book
called What's Driving You, How I Overcame Abuse and Became a Leader in the NBA. I'm a certified life coach, and so I'm doing a lot of, you know, corporate speaking, corporate executive coaching. That's been great. And my prize of what I'm doing now is I'm a wellness counselor for the NBA Players Association. So I'm still close to the game. I'm still helping guys. And, just growing every day, loving my family, growing in my faith, and just trying to, you know, get to the next level.
I love it. I knew a lot of that stuff, but you can tell it better. And I'm not surprised one bit by every bit of success that you're having here after life in the NBA. And, well, Keon, first of all, before we get into NCAA and what you think should happen or will happen, give me your reaction when you saw what happened down in Arizona. Of course, the wiretap allegations with Sean Miller involving DeAndre Ayton. When you heard that situation, probably not surprised, probably does happen more than we know, but what was your immediate reaction?
Yeah, you know, I felt bad for, Coach Miller, right. And I felt bad for, you know, the player. Obviously, he'll probably be one of the top three picks in the draft. He's an extremely talented player, 7 foot guy who can run, jump, shoot. But the kid really should be in the NBA. I mean, he's an NBA
right.
talent. And, you know, I think, you know, the system is so broken that it's forcing good people, you know what I mean, to do backdoor deals. It's forcing, you know, earning potential, you know what I'm saying, U.S. citizens to not be able to earn. And that's forcing, you know, people underground. And it hasn't just started. It's been going on for years. I've seen
right.
it very close. And, you know, it needs to just, you know, some type of reform needs to happen because, you know, players are not ignorant to the fact that they generate billions of dollars to these institutions, and everybody's getting paid, from the trainers to the people covering the game to the people keeping the scoreboard to the people doing concessions to the people who are ushers to the people who are doing parking, you know, attendance.
Right, right.
Everybody's getting paid except the student athlete. And, you know, I think it's unfair. I think the system is broken, and they got to do a better job of making sure that they, you know, take care of the athletes who have done so much to build these universities up.
No, I completely agree, Keon Dooling. And the argument that you get from people is, well, you're getting a full ride, and that should count enough. You're getting a free education. My counter to that, and I'd love to get your thoughts, is if someone gets an academic scholarship, they're also getting a free ride, and they're allowed to make as much money as they want. If someone makes a math scholarship or is on the science team or whatever happens outside of athletics, you're allowed to earn an income. You're allowed to have a job. You're allowed to be paid for writing a book or having an appearance or whatever it is, but it's different for a college athlete. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, no, I mean, D, I agree with you. You know, look, at the end of the day, it's not a free ride. I mean, you have a 40-hour work week.
right.
Not only do you have classes, but, you know, you have practices, study halls, you have games, you have to travel. You can't go out and, you know, earn, you know, like a regular college student. And then here's the caveat. Like, you got hundreds of you got 20,000-30,000 people showing up to these games, and so funds and resources and monies. You got billion-dollar television deals. You have conference affiliation deals. You have marketing deals with the shoe company. You have all these different sponsorships. You know that is going. You know that is happening. It's all this business that's taking place, and the players aren't participating in that. Now, I'm not saying that college players should get rich. By no stretch of the imagination, but man, listen, let me tell you, I'm from the hood, and it was very difficult for me sometimes to eat, know, even with your meal plan and things like that. You know, when I was, you know, it was much more difficult to be poor at home, in college than it was at home. It's a difficult situation. And then you have guys who, you know, give themselves to the sport with one-year scholarship, so they can take your scholarship back a lot of times. They're not guaranteeing 4 years of scholarships. If guys leave early, which most guys don't, they can't go back to the school and further their education. You know, so it's so many terms that are against the athlete and only for, you know, the institution. And I would think that the NCAA should, you know, they've done really, really well historically. And
absolutely,
I believe that it's time for them to, you know, kind of, you know, spread the wealth. You know, you don't want to lose your system, because the G League is coming. International is coming. The Big Baller brand is creating different concepts. You're seeing different, you know, concepts come up every day. And so, you know, something has to happen, or the NCAA might be obsolete.
You know, that's interesting insight, Keon. I'd love to dive into that a little bit more, too. But I you did a good job right there. But I'm going to ask you to dig a little deeper even and just paint a picture for what it was like for you day in and day out, 2 years at the University of Missouri. You mentioned how difficult it would be for you to go out and work and to earn an income. But what is asked of you as an athlete, your 2 years at the University of Missouri, and to not have any of that reciprocated from the NCAA, from Missouri? As you said, you're not asking to get rich out of this here, out of this deal, but enough to be comfortable. And I think that's very alarming when you say it during your time there, at times it was difficult to get enough to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no different from any other college kid. You make friends, you sometimes chip on pizzas, you know, you chip on meals, you help each other out, you know, and that sometimes that can bring you closer together, but it also can create some resentment when your jersey and your uniform and everywhere that you go, people know who you are, and, you know, people are wearing your jersey and people are shouting your name. But then when you go back, you know, all you got in your room is, you know, some pizza and a Sega Genesis or a PlayStation 1.
I did love some Sega, though. I did love some Sega.
Sega.
Absolutely.
And the athletes, we know our impact, not only just, you know, financially, but we know the morale that we boost on campus. We know that sports is one of the few institutions that unifies people from different races, cultures, experiences, whatever the case may be. It's a place where you can learn life lessons, hard work, teamwork, sacrifice, discipline. Sports is such a great platform that I think the world can really benefit if they, you know, use some of our intangibles. But this just isn't right. It's not right what's happening to the student athlete, and it's forcing a lot of good people to go underground and, you know, basically, you know, become shakers and movers.
Well, let me ask you this, because it's just breaking right now, too, Keon. Ex-NBA player Nate Robinson, who you would know very well, says a booster offered him $100,000 a year to play football at Washington. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of these kind of stories coming out. What stops it? What do you think? You said it yourself. You're not looking for guys to get rich. And then someone will say, okay, well, if you pay the basketball players, do you have to pay, you know, the softball team, the hockey players? Do you have any ideas on where the NCAA, in your mind, should start? And what would be a good way to kick things off?
Well, I think they should create a system that, you know, no matter what happens with the athlete, they should be able to go to school free. If you get a scholarship, you should be able to go to school for at least 4 years, whether that's 10 years from now, whether that's consecutively. You know, you should be able to get 4 or 5 years of that guaranteed education. I think guys should be able to have, you know, some type of extra stipend around, so that guys can eat, you know, so that you can, you know, go out and have a good time, so you can hang out, so you can just do normal
things. Like a college kid, exactly, right.
Yeah, and the Pell Grant is not enough. It's just not enough, you know, to get you through. There's a whole bunch of things that I think can be done, but I don't have all the answers. And
sure,
that story about Nate, that's very common. You know,
right.
I know that route, you know,
yeah,
very closely. And, something has to change, because there's a lot of good people on both sides. A lot of the colleges, you know, they want to look out for the athlete. They want to invite those kids over to the house. They want to be able to give them a ride home. They want to be able to, you know, my father had a stroke when I was in college. So I was the breadwinner off my scholarship check.
How about, you know, is that right?
And my check and my connections. And I'll just say that my scholarship check and my connections, I had to take care of my family, you know, at 18 years old.
How about that? How about that? Well, how tempting was that, and how difficult was that for a kid coming out and having all of that responsibility on his shoulders and having to make a difficult decision in that regards?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, you know, but look, it was, you know, it's my life. It's a part of the story. I'm a better man because I had to endure that. But there's so many people who don't, you know, achieve the success that I do. And what happens to those folks, you know, who might have bodily injuries from their, you know, college days? What happens to the football players who've been banging heads, who don't make
right.
it to the NFL?
Absolutely.
And need, you know, treatment for CTE? You
yep.
know, what happens to, you know, all these kids who give themselves to these schools and, you know, hey, you know what can you do for me now? We're going to take your scholarship back. We're going to give that to somebody else. This
well,
is
you know
happening.
What?
This is happening.
Yeah, you're right, Keon. You know what I love is, and I think Jalen Rose hit it on the head the other day. I think he's right. I think the college athlete has the ball in their court. I think they have more power than they maybe are aware of, and I think change is coming, and I'm excited, and I'm happy for it. And I think one last thing I want to get from you is, and as far as the ability to go pro or not go pro, right now it's 1 year in the NBA, 1 year in college before you go pro, just 1 year out of high school. You can go to the G League. You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see that restricted? Would you like to see, hey, if you decide to go, you stay for a couple years, but you also have the decision to go pro, what would your resolution be?
Well, I just think we should just follow, you know, the American way. You know what I mean? If you have
yeah.
value with a unique skill set and you can earn from it, you should be able to earn. Whether you're a singer, whether you're an artist, whether you're an IT guy who might, you know, invent something amazing, you should be able to earn. And then I'm not for any system that hands kids off to colleges, college institutions who aren't taking good care of them. We shouldn't reward the NCAA, with these amazing, talented players that will for sure, you know, bring money to the school.
Great point.
When the conditions for those athletes aren't great, and then you're making us go underground basically to be able to, you know, receive some of the benefits of the fruits of our labor. It's unfair to the players.
Yeah, it is. It is. Let's get a lot of this above the table. Figure it out. There's smart people that need to get in a room and figure this out, because it is an issue and it needs to get rectified. Keon, as always, I appreciate it. I knew you'd have some great insight. You always do. And again, let people know how they can follow you, how they can, if they're interested in bringing you as a motivational
yeah.
speaker, or they can get a
Absolutely.
Hand on your book, What's Driving You.
Absolutely. If you want to get me as a motivational speaker, go to nextlevelbooking.com. You can go through the website and check us out. If you want to buy the book, What's Driving You, it's a great time to buy this book. You know, mental health is such an issue right now. sexual abuse is so, you know, and such an issue right now that I think there's a lot of healing in my book. So check that out on Amazon or any platform. And then follow me on Facebook, Keon Dooling. Instagram, Keon_Dooling on Instagram. So that's it, Dante.
That's it. Yeah, that's just a couple of things. That's awesome. Hey, great as always, Key. Keep up the great work. We're proud as heck
Thank
of you,
you
and look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you, my friend. See you at the top. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Keon Dooling, one of my favorite guys to ever come through these doors. He's been fantastic. Some terrific insights. We'll break it all down when we return in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game.
A lot of people talk about clarity. They talk about color. They talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, people out front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Vamos Magic. Celebrate Hispanic culture with the Orlando Magic at Noche Latina, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union on Saturday, March 3rd, as the Magic take on the Memphis Grizzlies at Amway Center. Enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and more, and stick around for a post-game concert featuring merengue tunes from Grupo Manía. For information and to be there on March 3rd, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Noche Latina.
Stuff. He's a veteran front office guy, and he knows players, and just enjoyed working with him the time he was there in Toronto. Orlando has a good front office man in Jeff.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Matt. That's Toronto Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey in regards to the Magic's new president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman. They worked very close together all of Jeff's years in Toronto. And I'm telling you, Magic fans driving to the arena or driving home and are going to watch it or listen to it tonight on the television or the radio, watch this Raptors team. Watch how they play. Watch how they've come together. And most importantly to me, we touched on it briefly last night, Aaron Berlin, is watch this second unit. Watch the guys that Jeff had a hand in drafting and putting together as part of this unit for a Toronto team that was picking mid to late first round for the last number of years. And now you really have to do your homework, and you really have to try and find a guy. And you're going to see guys tonight here, and the guys like Fred VanVleet. You're going to see Norman Powell. You're going to see DeLon Wright. You're going to see Siakam. Even tonight, a guy, Ananobi, OG Ananobi, who's been starting for this club. These are not household names. These are names that are barely pronounceable, really. But they've come together, they play well, they know their role, and they're a big reason that this Raptors club comes in tonight first in the Eastern Conference, Aaron Berlin.
Yeah, and Dante, you know, that's one thing you and I talk about all the time. You can tell teams that are constructed to win based on how good their second unit is, right? Everybody's usually got a pretty solid first five that can run with anybody, but it's when you get into the middle of the second quarter and the early parts of the third quarter that those guys really start to shine, and that's where you push yourselves away from a basketball game.
Yeah, it is, and they've not had that depth in years past, and now I think they've got it. Now, a lot of those guys are unproven and untried in the postseason, so that remains to be seen. But this is a different style. This is a different offense for the Toronto Raptors. They've opened it up. They're running more. They're shooting more threes and still playing with that stingy defense. It's our first look at Serge Ibaka since he played here last year for the Orlando Magic, 52 games. He did not come back to Orlando yet, so it'll be our first look at him. Again, we hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network.
DeMar DeRozan has kind of changed his game a little bit, too.
Yes, he has.
You kind of mentioned that a little bit.
He's shooting threes now, 3.5 a game as opposed to 1.5 or 2 last year. So they've this whole team, including DeRozan, has adapted to the way the NBA style is right now. Magic fans, our next Jersey Off Our Backs auction is Saturday, March 3rd. The winning bidder receives a signed game-worn jersey, a meet-and-greet with a Magic player, and 2 courtside seats to a future home game. All proceeds benefit the Magic Youth Foundation. Visit omyf.org for more information, then mark your calendars to bid on March 3rd. And I just want to spend the last couple of minutes. If anyone has a comment, we'd love to get that as well. 407-447-2145. But Keon Dooling was sensational. He was exceptional in his breakdown of the NCAA game. You only had about 10, 12 minutes to do it. You could spend hours talking to him. What's wrong with the game? What did he see? Close up, we know he was pretty forthright. He said, all I'll say is my sponsorship check and my contacts were able to get me through my 2 years of college. So I think you can read between the lines there. We know these guys, some of them, DeAndre Ayton, we don't know if it's true or not, but we know Nate Robinson came out and said he was offered money. These guys are getting money. These guys are getting offers under the table. What's the answer? Do you bring it all above the table? And you still have to figure it out. How much can they get paid? But we got to find a way to make this legal. The days of the NCAA not paying its players to play is gone. Aaron Berlin, change is coming. The NCAA players have a lot of power. It would be something if they did boycott March Madness and tried to make a statement that way. You start hitting the NCAA where it hurts and in the wallet, you're going to get change immediately. But I think they have a chance to get this done. I would not be surprised if in the next year, certainly within 2, but by this time next year, we're paying college athletes.
Well, here's the thing, Dante. It's not so much it's the college's issues. It's the governing body of the NCAA. Players should be allowed to get money based off their likeness and the revenue that they bring into the schools. But they should also be able to go out and make money on their own while they're in school. So we have to have like some new definition of amateurism. Like Olympic athletes can go out and base themselves on sponsorships. Why can't college amateur athletes do that same exact thing?
No, I think that's a valid point. That's what we're discussing. Times have changed.
Yeah.
The social media is what it is now. Sponsorship is what it is now. Every single game can be seen. When you're talking 20, 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. Now, you had high-profile names that were playing 3 or 4 years and not getting paid. But you still have guys now that their likeness is everywhere. If you want to watch any college game of any team, of any athlete, you can do it. You can see it. The exposure is through the roof. People have jerseys, posters of these kids, and these kids aren't able to see any of the money from that, and I think it's unfair. Whereas any other person who's getting a scholarship, academics, on the academic side, is able to earn an income. So it's a double standard. It needs to be figured out, and as Keon Dooling said, you give your life to the game. You work so much that this is much more than a 40-hour work week, and you don't have time to go earn an income. So they got to figure it out. I think change is coming, and dialogue has started. It will continue, and we'll continue to explore it here on this program, Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. That will do it for us here tonight. Denton joins me on the program tomorrow, 5:30, right here on 96.9 The Game. The Magic and the Raptors from the Amway Center. Have a great night, everyone.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.